Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so the Pirates lose last night. They got three left against the Mets tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. And where they are in the wild card, we've relayed 3.5 games back of the wild card leaders. Is there ever a time that guys walk in, or maybe a leader walks in the clubhouse, or a coach, or maybe the manager, or someone, and says, hey, you know, we try to win everyone. There's 162, but these three are real important. Is that ever said, or do people just pick up on when there's an added importance to games?
I think it's said at times. I don't think right now it's being said. I think right now it's just trying to play the best baseball they can, learn from every mistake they've made, and learn from every positive thing they've done. They just got to continue to grow, continue to get better, wash off whatever happened last night, and, you know, figure out a way to win today and then look to the next day.
You look at the standings every day, or do you pick it out? Once you start, like in the Pirates instance, maybe they didn't want to look at the standings before they won 11 in a row. But is that something that you keep track of on a daily basis, or do you look every couple days, or how does that work? Because you do want to take them one at a time, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's in your face, so it's hard not to pay attention. It's hard not to see what's going on. I mean, there's not one guy in that clubhouse that doesn't know the Cubs just got Cole Hamels. They know where J.A. Happ just went to the Yankees. Like, you're enthralled in it. You know, it's not just the game you play. It's not just your job. It's the business you're in. You want to see what's going on around the league. You know a lot of these guys. So you're kind of enthralled with all of it. So, yeah, you know exactly where you stand most of the time just because of TV, the media. It's just everywhere nowadays. So it's hard to get away from it unless you turn off your phone and you just disengage.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because something that's changed and I think even amped up over the course of your career is the social media. And then there's so much player movement. You played for a few different organizations, and so you got friends all over the league and text messages. And you know, you get back to your locker after the game and you open up the phone and you got like 50 text messages. Has that heightened that too as well, just because everybody seems to know everybody?
Yeah, I played for 12 organizations, just a few. but yeah, it's definitely heightened. I mean, there's no question. Social media, you know, the ability for people to reach out and kind of tell you what's going on. I mean, people want to know the gossip, want to know exactly what's happening in real time. And that's kind of what you have nowadays with social media. So it's hard not to see what's going on as much as you want to try. One thing I always loved was one of my old coaches said, hey, when you play really well, turn on the radio when you drive home. When you don't play well, turn on your favorite song.
There it is. Life's advice from Michael McHenry here, passed on from one of his favorite coaches, though. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I'm going to ask you a lot of things as the Pirates push forward, but I want to revisit something from the other day. I'm sure this is an unpopular opinion, and people are going to think I'm just some old-school kind of guy. I thought someone should have got buzzed the other day after Starling Marte leaves the game and Bauer came up and in on him and hit him after he had squared the bunt. I don't know. It just seemed – I thought somebody's light tower should have got buzzed.
You know, if not buzzed, maybe it's just a – you know, someone shows that, hey, listen, that's not going to happen, and they flip somebody. You don't always have to hit somebody to make a statement. I think it's even more terrifying sometimes when a guy gets flipped. I mean, how often do you see that nowadays? I mean, you could obviously tell that Bauer had no intention to hit Marte, but you do have to protect your players. And if people feel like they have the authority to do whatever they want against you and they own the box, then that's what's going to happen. So I think on the other end, all you got to do is flip somebody. You put somebody on the ground and they got to wipe off their pants. They'll remember that.
Do you think it made a difference that this was a team that the Pirates play only every few years? And say, had this happened against the Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, it might have been different?
No, not if you live by the statement you play for today. You worry about winning today. You worry about the game you're playing in. You don't worry about the past. You don't worry about the future. You just, you know, literally live in the moment and play in the present. You know, they've said that a lot. So if that's the way you feel and that's what you're living by, then absolutely not. You got to focus on today, and whoever's on the other side is your enemy, and you're trying to win.
Michael McHenry joining us. We are focused on today and looking at the now, moving forward too with the Pirates. Make you GM for a moment. Is there a point of need? Do they have to go out and buy somebody if they're this close right now?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot lately. And guys, what I would say is whenever you make your team better, you make your team better. Whether there's a trade deadline, whether there's not. Sometimes my question is, why do people wait? Why do they wait till the 31st? Why do they wait till August when it's past the trade deadline and they have to do the waiver trade? I say always, if you can make your team better, if you can go out and get a guy like Chris Archer, why would you not? If you have the pieces in place to be able to do it, if you can go out and get a guy like Brian Dozier and hopefully sign him for a couple of years, a guy that could hit 30 homers as a second baseman, why would you not? I always ask that question. I ask that question as a player. I ask that question now. You know, whenever you can make your team better and give a kid that's in the minor leagues an opportunity that's stuck, I'm all for it because, you know, sometimes guys, some of the best players I played with never got a chance, and they were plenty good enough to play in the big leagues.
Have you ever caught Archer or caught a bullpen with him?
I have. He's got great stuff. He's got swing and miss ability. What I like about him the most is he works hard, and he has an idea every single day what he's trying to do, where he's trying to get to. He's never satisfied. He takes care of himself. So I think he's a guy that will really last a lot of durability.
What do you think? I know you're not a front office guy. I'm not sure if you ever will be. But what in your opinion, what is he worth? Have you been around long enough? You've seen different trades for players like him that aren't just rentals. He's got years, you know, I think 2 or 3 years, maybe even 4 or 5 of control down the road. What do you suppose he would be worth in terms of what you'd have to give up to get him?
I have no idea, but I think it'd be some offensive-minded players. I think it'd be some up-the-middle type players, some bigger names in the organization, probably really close to the big league type guys. I mean, that's what Tampa's been getting back in return. So who that is, you know, Tampa is one of those teams that, you know, I was with that organization last year. They think outside the box. So who we think would be probably opposite of what they think. You know, you throw in one name that everybody knows, and they may grab two names that we don't know about because of analytics and because of some stats that they see that could really make that player be really special in their organization and in their, you know, game plan. So they're a very tough team, but, you know, you got to decide as an organization, and Neil Huntington's really good at this stuff in the sense of understanding, like, what he needs, what he doesn't need, and where the team's going. But I feel like they're so close to being one of those teams that could be informidable throughout the league, and people know their names. You know, Tyron's pitching well. You have a lot of these guys that are really, really starting to grow. I think they're really close with just, you know, a chance to make your team better now, next year, and the next. I don't see how you don't do it.
Michael McHenry joining us. A couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show, AT&T Sports Network. You can check him out every night, pre- and post-game for the Pirates. Okay, last week, or the week before, one of the two, I think we talked to you and you talked about Cervelli, and one of the words you used were scary. As we get further away from his most recent concussion, do you still sit and watch these games kind of on the edge of your seat saying, oh, man, this is a weird proposition? Or the longer it goes, do you get more comfortable watching him catch?
I mean, it's terrifying to me. I was absolutely shocked when he was in the lineup yesterday. One, you know, like, I thought maybe he would go catch one or two games in the minor leagues. I know that's probably not what he needs. He's a guy that probably doesn't need the rehab. He usually has really good at-bats. But, you know, watching those foul tips and him flinch a little bit, it's terrifying for me. Like, I know the guy. He's a really nice guy. He works his tail off. And I know it's in his head. I just pray that he can let it go, and I pray that his head will be okay because, I mean, it is terrifying. I mean, we've seen throughout the NFL all the depression and all the things that's going on through, you know, concussion type syndromes that kind of last. But there's a lot of technology out there. There's a lot of things that can help him, and I hope he finds one that really works for him.
Michael, kind of on a lighter note here, during the winning streak, Clint Hurdle was asked about basically if he had any superstitions, and he said he's not a superstitious guy. But there were certain things that he did that just in case he was, you know, he continued to do them. Were you much of a superstitious guy? And if so, what were some of your superstitions?
I don't know about like superstitious, but like I was a very much a product of my routine. You know, I did the pretty much the same thing every day. Showed up at the ballpark same time every day. You know, worked out on the same days. My routine in the cage was pretty similar every single day. I did the exact. Oh, this may be a superstition. I did the exact same thing on deck to when I actually got in the box since I was 14. You know, I retired at 33, so that was a long time of doing the exact same thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's more or less like I called it my on and off switch. You know, I'd always wipe the dirt out on the box before I actually, you know, put my cleat in and dug in to hit just to take ownership in that box and say, this is mine. It's new. Here we go. So I think everybody's got something, but for me, it was just an on-off switch.
Michael McHenry, the best. Michael, thank you so very much. Really insightful stuff again. We appreciate it. Enjoy the ballpark tonight, the rest of the series, and the weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. God bless.
All right. See you, Michael.
Right. So good. I'm telling you, every week I come away more impressed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.